This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Going forward this election, you should only vote in person or by turning your ballot in at your nearest county drop box. The Colorado Secretary of State's office says it's now too late to return your ballot through traditional snail mail. Delays could prevent it from reaching your county clerk's office by the cutoff time at 7 p.m. next Tuesday. In-person voting is already open and drop boxes are available through Election Day. And a reminder that CPR and Denverite both have voter guides on our websites. That's cpr.org and denverite.com. Colorado's candidates for governor have both released information on their taxes. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports the filings show both are among the state's wealthiest 1%.
Republican Heidi Ganahl's family reported about $1.2 million in income last year. Ganahl benefited from the multi-million dollar sale of her doggy daycare franchise several years ago, and the family also owns a barbecue chain. Governor Jared Polis reported less gross income, about $734,000, after hundreds of thousands of dollars in reported losses. But Polis is likely the wealthier of the two, having made hundreds of millions of dollars in the sale of several tech companies. Meanwhile, Polis has donated more than $11 million to his own campaign. Ganahl has given hers less than half a million. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Now that Halloween is over, it's time to give your pumpkins a proper afterlife. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says don't let those haunted gourds end up as food for deer or bears. The state has seen an uptick in dangerous interactions between humans and wildlife this year. Wildlife officials suggest taking leftover pumpkins to a local disposal site or giving them to a farm for livestock feed. This is CPR News and KRCC. Coming up in just a bit, we'll talk affirmative action and the Supreme Court.